Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in its prime, cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Speak from that long-awaited Detox album from Sheriff Kilroy and a few others who contributed to that. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 35. That M period, A period, M period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, and news. For those listening to 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. I will get to you. Ooh, we a 216-538 number. We'll get to you shortly. If you're sending in music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Now, if you can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind after that, you can always hang up and call back unless you never press the one key. Then you can press one. I'll bring you on. Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also YouTube Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr., or the other Joseph Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter JR1, Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley JR period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can check out the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com before the Queen's Court. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Facebook, Alfred Porter JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. She has that whole activist debate from last week, especially when Kevin Conwell and Bashir Jones got into it. It was weird. Anyway, Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. The Man in the Street 13, also on Twitter. And please look up, please, www.templabor.org for job offers in the labor community. And also check out thelogtv.com. And on YouTube, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, this is what I'm going to take the time to do before I go to any phone callers, because if I don't do this, I won't get to it, and then you all will be mad at me. So what I need to do is, I don't know how some of y'all are. Y'all blame me for everything. Anyway, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, debuting Mookie Montonio. Number 9, Tommy Livingston, News Channel 5 cameraman. He had his going away party off of 55th Superior Avenue yesterday. Number 8, debuting Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., the YouTube page with three hot songs out already. Three hot ones out. One from Sheriff Kilroy, one from LSD and Queen Beauty and Joseph Motley Jr., and another one with Joseph Motley Jr. in the solo. Joseph Motley Jr., he did do a cameo on the Sheriff Kilroy track. Number 7 debuting, Cowboy and Monica, Pulse Points event. More on that in just a little while. Hopefully they'll be playing some tracks off of that Father's Lives Matter Commander-in-Chief album, but we will see. There's a whole lot going on with that. Number 6, debuting Facebook Stop Black on Black Crime Rally, which will take place this Saturday. Number 5, debuting on Facebook, the 14th Annual Multi-Music Festival featuring Stokely. That happens this week as well. Number 4, debuting Facebook Jam Session September 3rd with Esther Fitz. Number 3, moving up, Facebook Larry G. B-Day Radio Bash last Wednesday. Number 2, debuting on Facebook Jam Sessions August 27th with Chemistry, led by Joe F., featuring T. Marie. That was last Friday. And number 1, moving up to the number 1 spot, Facebook Women Speak Out last Saturday, Brickhouse Wellness, National Congress of Black Women, ICRM, Man in the Street, Ward 7 candidate Stephanie House and T.J. Dow, let's see, County Council, Yvonne Conwell, Man in the Street, News Channel 5, Kevin Kelly sent a representative in his mayoral run, but not Kevin Kelly himself, so I don't want to do that. I do want to, before I go to the phone lines, take the time to say that, first of all, from June 2nd, 1941 to August 24th, 2021, Charlie Watts was an English musician who achieved international fame as the drummer of the Rolling Stones from 1963 until his death in 2021. One of the band's core members, Watts, alongside lead vocalist Mick Jagger and guitarist Keith Richards, were the only members of the band to perform on all of their studio albums. He was nicknamed the Wembley Whammer by Jagger. Watts cited jazz as a major influence on his drumming style. Originally trained as a graphic artist, Watts developed an interest in jazz at a young age and joined the band Blues Incorporated. And he also started playing drums in London's rhythm and blues clubs, where he met future bandmates Mick Jagger, Richards, and even Brian Jones. And in January of 1963, he left Blues Incorporated and joined the Rolling Stones as the drummer while doubling as designer of their record sleeves and tour stages. So there you go. And also, I want to point out that Ed Asner, who was born as Eddie Asner, November 15, 1929 to August 29, 2021, was an American actor and a president of the Screen Actors Guild. He is known for playing Lou Grant during the 1970s and early 1980s on both the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his spinoff series Lou Grant, making him one of the few television actors to portray the same character in both a comedy and a drama. He is the most, at least, honored male performer in the history of the Primetime Emmy Awards, having won 7, 5 for portraying Lou Grant, 3 in as a supporting actor in a comedy television series on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and 2 as lead actor in a dramatic television series on a spinoff Lou Grant. His other Emmys were for performances in 2 television miniseries, Rich Man, Poor Man in 1976. I forgot about that, where he won the Outstanding Lead Actor for a single performance in a TV series, and Roots 1977, for which he won an Outstanding Single Performance by a Supporting Actor in a TV series. He also played John Wayne's adversary, Bart Jason, in the 1966 Western El Dorado. Asner played Santa Claus in several films, including in 2003's Elf. In 2009, he voiced Carl Fredrickson in Pixar's animated film Up and made a guest appearance on CSI New York, the episode called Yacht Set. So there you go. I want to thank everybody who chose to at least listen in, call in. I'm going to that 216-538 phone number. 216-538. You're on. How you doing?
Come on. Hello. We want to say thank you so very much. This is Miss Paul's Point, and here is Cowboy at your service. One moment.
No problem.
Hello there, Mrs. Porter.
How are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing mighty fine and dandy. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I know that there's a big thing happening for friends or people you consider friends and family that's coming up this week. Talk to me about what you're having for a close-knit group of selected invited people.
Oh, man, I'm giving y'all something wonderful, man, because it's going to be first heard from the horse's mouth itself.
Okay.
I'm giving some for that. From the whole 2 years since I've known this circle that I met, a circle of people that I met, or that we have met, it's time for us to give back. And this cookout for this weekend, because y'all helped us a whole hell of a lot, or a heck of a lot. Excuse my language, but I had to say it that way, being real.
Right.
Because I'm a real individual. This cookout is for y'all. Because, hey, y'all helped us so much. And it's going to be at 1163 East 148th Street. And I guarantee you, is what we put together for y'all. And I'm hoping y'all take this from heart for what we're doing for y'all, for what y'all have done for us. Alfred, you've been in our corner 100. I mean 100. You was always there for us. And every time that we needed someone, you was there. And we said we needed a crew, you was there and you brought a crew. So now, this is something that we like to give back for y'all, for y'all being in our, having our backs. Y'all promoted us. Y'all was there for us. And we appreciate it very much for being there for us. So we're giving back to y'all. So this is for y'all. And I do consider y'all our family. Our family.
Honored.
And I mean that from the heart. And here's Miss Paul's point. It was Cowboy just speaking, and we're going to have us a humdinger.
Yes, we are.
All right. Here's Miss Paul's point on the line now. I want to finish up by saying we look forward to this event, this concert, that Cowboy the Backyard Music Man is going to be DJing on his new system, the Edison Professional. He's going to show it off and give you all a full concert. And yes,
wow.
That CD, your legacy will be definitely played. No problem. So I want to say it's 44110. I'll have my table set up. I'll be right by his side. And anyone that patronizes Pulse Point, an item, is more than welcome to sit down and enjoy the concert. And dinner will be at 2. So I'm going to pass it back over to Mr. Cowboy.
Oh, yes, and trust and believe, it's going to be live entertainment. And we're going to have some fun on that mic. Yeah, I mean, I guarantee Moto, they're going to see me talking to me now. But forgive me, though. But we're going to have some fun. There's going to be plenty of food. And I'm going to get on the grill early that morning.
Wow.
There's going to be some foot-stomping music. And I guarantee you.
Thank you.
I guarantee you I'm firing up the grill early that morning. And is hoping everybody enjoy the show and get their full on. Yes. Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. This coming Saturday, joining you all. I'm glad you extended the open invitation for people to come out, get a meal, chill back, even use your services, your DJ services, and the microphone, and just be able to vibe out with each other. So I thank you in advance for everything that you just said. I'm honored and thankful that the Creator allowed me to be in your corner, which caused other people around me to be able to benefit, not just you all, but other people, because we became a much more closer family, and that's what's important. So thank you both for giving me that great news.
One more thing, y'all. He's an excellent cook. I mean, he's the coldest. I got to put that out there. Not just because he's my man, but he's excellent. So come on out and show us some love and patronize. Thank you all.
No problem. Appreciate it, and may you all have an enjoyable remainder of this evening.
Hey, we thank you for having us on the air. Very much
okay.
So. You know.
Hey, that's in part what we're supposed to do. So I thank you again for just being you all and being down to earth. That means a lot.
Hey. And I know... it's going to be a beautiful thing.
12 to 8 p.m.
Oh, that's what I forgot. The time going to be from 12 to 8. But lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever you want to call it, going to start at 2.
Okay.
Then after that's when we start eating is at 2 o'clock, and after everybody got to pull on, that's when the party's going to go on.
All right, now.
Then you're going
to
get that live entertainment.
All right, now. And I'm looking forward to hear from you all, too.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, because she want me to open up this time, because she normally opens up. But she want me to open up. But y'all going to get a surprise on that one. Y'all going to get a surprise on that one. So y'all got to be there or be square. So, Al, we appreciate you having us on the radio show, Guarantee Mo told you, though. We appreciate you having us on the show, but we had to put it out there.
Glad you all did. Hey, stay easy, stay blessed, stay progressive, and talk to you all soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and see you soon.
Bye-bye.
See you all soon. This coming Saturday. Yeah. 12 to 8. And you know something, people, before I go to the next phone caller, you're talking to a person who was used to having, I don't say how I got it, but I remember having hundreds of dollars in my pocket at all times, 24 hours, just hundreds of dollars. and couldn't sleep, couldn't rest, couldn't relax, couldn't trust the people I'm around. Now, I don't have that, and I'm more peaceful than I ever have been because the people that I'm around, my whole circle, are some of the most intelligent, trusting people. Before I go to that number, I'm going to go to the 216-699-216-699.
Black House Sound. How you doing, Brother Porter, the Sheriff, the hottest show on a Monday night? If you're doing things in Cleveland, this is the show that you need to call. How's it going, Mr. Porter?
Oh, I'm coming over this weekend, so I'm doing phenomenal. Talk to me, brother.
Well, I would love to talk to you. Your phone going, well, not phone, but everything is going in and out, but I hope y'all can hear me. The reason I called, we dropped the song yesterday. Well, not yesterday, but the day before. Feelings going up, and so if y'all can check that out, I appreciate it. But the last call I heard about an event going on Saturday, so I know nothing about it, but the way they beefing that up with the food and great entertainment, that really, like, made me feel like I'm so happy I live in Cleveland and there's other people out here is believing in what they can do, and they also trying to give back to people in the community, so y'all need to come out to that. Black House Sound, once again, just calling in and very happy with the success of this show that is still here and is still an outlet for people to talk about politics, talk about regular life, or promote their music. This is one of the hottest, consistent shows on a Monday night, and I just had to put that out there. So when people talking about what they want to do and this and that, give credit to how you getting your message out there, and on top of that, support them folks, not to tell y'all what to do, but it's only the right thing to do. And this is the hottest show, Black House Sound, Make Real Cleveland Music. Check out that song on YouTube, and many things is to come. I thank you all for listening to me tonight. Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Black House Sound, I'm out.
Hey, we appreciate you very much. As a matter of fact, before we do anything else with that phone caller who called in, my thing is there were just so many things that could have been said, and he was so direct, and his been back is by giving praise and honor to other people who are doing things. But that brother right there with the song All My Feelings Shooting Up, featuring Life Struggles and Depression, a.k.a. LSD, Queen Beauty, Joseph Motley Jr., strong lyrics from all three. As a matter of fact, he produced that particular track, and also he has on there the same Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube, Let Them Know 2021, which is a nice hot solo joint, as well as the song called Real Cleveland Guardians, which was produced by HJS, Sheriff Kilroy on that track. But it also has a cameo from Joseph Motley Jr. So that brother who just called in is one of the busier artists who's out there right now and most consistent in the past few years. So got to give credit where credit is due. Now I'm looking at 216-773. 216-773, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Al. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Is this the same Dolores Gray Brick House Wellness Empowerment Group? Is that Dolores Gray?
Yep.
Okay, I just had to make sure. Health and Wellness Chair Committee of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, working with the National Congress of Black Women, what's on your mind this evening? And again, congratulations with the star power and everything else that you had. You do know that from the top 10, from a Monday to Monday in music and entertainment, because that was more than a rally, that was empowerment and everything else, it reached up to number one this week.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great.
You had so many people who came out for that event. Talk to me. Do you feel like it was, because sometimes people will see one thing one way, like they'll do something and everybody will look at it and say, wow, and that person will say, yeah, but, so I'm going to ask you, did that particular event program meet or exceed your expectations? Talk to us.
Well, I want to say that with the powerhouses that came out there, the National Congress of Black Women, who, you know, I am a member of them, and as well as a legislative chair, I was so pleased that they came out to support. I'm glad that they believe in my mission and what I'm trying to do. And I was very pleased with Donna Walker Brown.
Wow.
She is a major powerhouse. And my thing is that she tell it like it is. And even if you don't tell it like it is, she'll tell it like it is for you, you know. So
right.
I was very, very pleased with her and, you know, along with Stephanie House, you know, and some other people that came out there, too, that, you know, that I was shocked, especially with T.J. Dow, former Councilman T.J. Dow coming out there, because I know he's on a mission, and he stopped through there to see how everything was going, as well as, you know, just seeing, you know, like I said, Councilwoman Conwell, who's the president of the National Congress of Black Women, and, you know, and activists, like, you know, I was, like I said, with Stephanie Howell. She took her time out to come out, and then we had a representative from Kevin Kelly's group, which I thought was actually shocking that they came out there, you know, along with, as well as yourself, Genevieve Mitchell and Angela Y. Davis, you know, so it was interesting. I did expect more people because they contacted me and wanted to come and speak out, like Impact, like Michelle Bell, the Mass Violence Group Journey, as well as Mobilize the Vote. But I found out that a lot of them were at other events. I had no idea that Glenville had a parade, as well as they had a World Day or something like that over in
Right.
And then Cleveland Wall. It was like so many things going on. But, you know, I was pleased that people came out and spoke out and about what was going on. Like I said, I was super pleased, you know, and happy with Donna Walker Brown. I just love her, her delivery and how she tell it like it is. Even though I did touch a little bit on women leaders, she took it home. With, you know,
yes, she did.
She took it home, and that's what counts. And then when Channel 5 came out, you know, I was pleased because it did get that information on air, because one of the things that we're dealing with in the city that I did speak on a little bit about was the domestic violence that's going on, especially, you know, this woman in Marshall Heights just murdered. You know, by a man, you know, by her husband, I believe. And
yes.
So that's, you know, it's so major. That's what's going on around in our community. And I just really, you know, like I said, I sat back and I prayed about this afterwards and meditated on things I could do better. But I didn't, I think I did the best I could, you know, for it being an event. And it being an event. Weekend, a lot of other things going on. So, you know, with that said, I do plan on doing it again. but, you know, in a different way and making sure that it's not clashing with other events. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
Other than that, it did, I would say it did went well, very well. And I was pleased with that portion, you know.
Same here, same here. It was the people who were there made it a mighty force. So I appreciated
yes.
I appreciated being there. And I'm going
mm-hmm.
to ask you, what's next?
Well, I'll put those things back. What's next? Basically, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing in the community. I'm going to be working with some other women to do some other empowerment programs. My partner, who was like my, she's actually like, you know, one of my close friends. She was my campaign manager, because I'm not going to be calling campaign manager. But she and I, we work together in regards to the Women Empowering Women program that we do. And matter of fact, I do believe I'm going to be, she listened to Donna Walker Brown, and she said that woman need about 500 awards. We're going to be looking at, giving her something special and, coming up soon, as well as a few other women that are working hard in the community. And then I have some other things coming up. I'll be speaking at a couple of other events and, working with Alicia Kurtman on some things in the community, things of that sort. So I'm keeping busy. One thing I would like to say is that I'll be working closely with this organization called MOTAP, which is really it is a minority program for, people to get on the donors list. Because as I don't know if you're aware of, is that black people, people of color can receive, donor like skin for if they get burns, skin, some things like that. And, and we are the least ones on the list for those things. So that's because people of color
wow.
do not have, they're not donors. But I'll be working closely with them. I became their vaccine, navigator. So I'll be out in the community talking about this virus, that sort of thing. And people, we got to get educated on how we need to protect ourselves. So I'll be working closely with them as well.
Well, then may you, should be. May you stay consistently progressive and continue to be blessed, highly favored. It's always good talking to you.
Thank you. I just want to know one more thing. I just want women to understand that we got to know that. And we got to build ourselves up, build your self-esteem up. Don't blame other women for the problems that you're having. Never do that. You have to look at yourself and build yourself up. There are some people out there that will be do some dirty things, but you have to know what your worth is and have self-esteem.
Thank you very much for putting that out in the universe. Hey, we appreciate you. And, you and the family be blessed. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. And also, like I said earlier, that Queens Court radio show that airs at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at voiceitradio.com. Hey, there you go. When you have a show host call in to your program, it makes me feel very thankful. I'm looking at that 615 area code with the 894. 615 area code. I sure hope they're not trying to see if I have Medicaid insurance so I can opt out and join their plan. But let's see. 615 area code with the 894. How are you doing out there?
Nah, man, I ain't the insurance, man. I don't know about that one, brother. What's popping though, man? I had to call in, had to show some love, man. You already know, man. Had to show some love to the team, man. You know what I'm saying? Had to show some love, had to call in, man.
Hey, I appreciate hearing from you. And I'll accept
always,
that.
Always, man.
I'll accept that. Although
always,
I will
always,
say that
man,
I get concerned because all these kings, they end up getting run out of town and dragged off and hung and everything like that. But I'll accept it coming from you.
Nah, man. You know, I ain't going nowhere, man. You know, Team New like Eastside, he ain't going nowhere, man. You feel me? I'm be all in grace still supporting you. Feel me? I don't believe in the word quit. You feel what I'm saying? That's not in my
mm-hmm.
nature. You feel what I'm saying? Whether I got people with me, whether I don't got people with me. You feel me? That's the number one. I say that's the number one unfit type of situation when it comes to being either artist, record label owner, whatever your situation is. That's the unfit situation of that. Situation is people better realize that they need people. You know what I'm saying? Of course, support is not a problem to have, but support is also hard to get. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
That's my take in it. You feel me? People better realize, like, people feel like it's only equivalent to support you is when it's irrelevant to their situation. You know what I'm saying? Or
yes.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, I just feel like in this generation of support, people would just feed off on your table to create their own, you know what I'm saying? So when they feel like it's fit, they going to fall back, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'd have been in that situation a thousand times. But, yeah, man, I definitely had to call in and show some support. You know, I will be in Cleveland the 16th through the 18th, you know what I'm saying, for the Nerd DJs anniversary, you feel me? I do got a new single coming out, you know what I'm saying? Produced by Top Track Studios, man. Shouts out to them, man. It's called Fake Love, man. That's definitely dropping real soon, man. I just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can go on my Instagram, New Life 479, and see a snippet of it, you know what I'm saying? But Fake Love is dropping real soon, man. I ain't going to tell you what date. I ain't going to tell you,
I got you
what time. It's already done, but it's you know what I'm saying, you know, I just gave it a snippet, you feel me? I don't put all my eggs in one basket, you feel me? I just let them feel like I'm in a cut, you know what I'm saying? I let them feel like I'm gone, and then I just come out with a bang, you feel me? I do it all the time.
With that being
said,
I
just had to call in support, yeah.
I'm glad you did. I have to ask you, though, what caused you to deal with the song Fake Love?
Ah, I knew that was going to come. Man, fake love. Being honest, man, some people would think it's a female. Some people would think it's family. Some people, I don't know. Everybody got different opinions, but you know me, I'm a whole different type of artist. I rap about what I can prove and not what I just want to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of no disrespect to the grind. I respect everybody's grind, but it's a lot of made-up artists, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people fabricate their situations to make this painted picture that they're not living, you know what I'm saying, which means their whole life is materialistic and not really proven, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, a nigga
right.
might say, oh, I got $100,000 chain on, but we all know it's not $100,000. You know what I'm saying? You can't live on 55th and got $100,000 chain on. You feel what I'm saying? It's unfit. Or you can't have $100,000 chain on and your kid's not even dressed right for school. You feel what I'm saying? It's I don't know, man. The generation is wild. You feel me? So, I mean, Fake Love came about because Fake Love is just more like me telling me, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'd have put a lot of people in possession, you know what I'm saying? I done did this, I done did that. And I feel like I ain't got my flowers yet. Like, I really done put a lot of different people, a lot of different, hey, they might be mad, but I'm just speaking facts. Like, me personally, I feel like as a single-handed promoter,
mm-hmm.
I done did more and accomplished more than the average well-known promoter. Because I'm still independent. Like, still sleep on me. They still sleep on Tainu, like Eastside. Whichever name you know me as, I still feel like I'm being slept on. You know what I'm saying? And I done did way more than the average promoter that's well-known. Literally. And I'm talking
about
I did it single-handedly. You know? No label, no backup mm-hmm. money. no team, no nothing. Like, I done literally put single artists in positions where your average promoter that's well-known ain't do. Like, literally, if you can name one person that did half of the stuff I did with the artists I did, I'll be quiet. I won't say nothing.
I hear you.
I'll be quiet. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's where Fake Love came in, because I feel like I done put a lot of positions in positions. You feel me? But I still ain't get my flowers yet. I still ain't get my respect. You feel me? I still got these, say I love, say I got support, say I mess with you type of artists, type of promoters, type of people, but still they end up being sideways. They end up being fake, or they end up being, I'm telling you, I'd have been around it. You feel me? Like, damn, like, I can't find one solid person. I'm lost. But that's what Fake Love came in. It's just a subliminal message. That's my subliminal message. But it's not towards a single person. It's towards everybody. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my subliminal message to everybody. If the shoe fit, wear it. That's my whole point.
Yep, and I watched you put a lot of people on and a lot of people benefit, people who wouldn't have known about radio or known about performing in clubs, and I watched you put them in a position where they succeeded, but because of how they acted, it's almost like a lesson of unsung. Where are they now? So it makes sense.
We got a couple of people that I put on. You know what I'm saying? They like ghosts now. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna get into that. You see? I'm just saying, like, where's my flowers? Like, I'd have came to a point where I put my situations to the side to put other situations on, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It's cool, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's good. I mean, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? But appreciate for showing the love. I just had to call in and show love, you feel me? But like I say, Fake Love coming soon. We'll be in Cleveland the 16th through the 18th.
Yes, sir.
The project
look
is everything coming soon, man. And let, yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Yep.
And like I say, when people hang up or they let go and they come back, and they put up something, a question mark, or lets me know that, hey, they want to speak or come back to a situation. It might have been accidental, but I want to check with a 216-699.
You actually out here now.
Okay.
Did you want to say something this evening?
I know, right?
Huh?
That sounds like LSD on the phone call. Life struggles, depression.
LSD. Who? LSD.
Man, what's going on?
And Molly.
Oh, man, got a new song out. Got a song out for different Molly and got a girl on there, and we're gonna be performing in November.
Where are we gonna be performing at, sir?
I'm performing at
Botanical Garden.
So
wow.
I'm trying to do a song for us to get out there first.
Yes, sir.
It's a pretty nice song. It's a pretty nice song featuring Joseph Motley Jr.
Yeah, I was featured on the track. His brother got that new artist to come in. I was like amazed how he met her and how she came on that particular song and said, no, I want to go there. And that was amazing to me. So I want to say that to Queen Beauty. And I'm just so happy at what she did on that particular track.
Got you. And we'll be
so if
preparing.
Y'all can really check it out, you know, check out the track. Show some love. A video is coming real soon. Want y'all to know that. If y'all like to partake in the video, I'll be following up next Monday with more information to reach out to people that would like to be in the video. Understand the video will come in within 1 month from this moment. So it's time for anybody to be involved. If you help in the community, listen to the lyrics. Is not bad is what they saying now. We didn't cuss. We didn't dog the black woman in no shape or form. It's a fun song. So if you down with fun music, from Blackout Sound. That's what we offering at that leisure, at that moment. That's what we offer. And this brother LSD, one of the coldest rappers I ever met. LSD.
And with that being said, LSD, what else you want to add about that song?
What I want to say about this song, I like it. It's a nice song you can listen to. You know what I mean? In front of your kids, it's clean. Nice beat, nice production. The production is there.
Come out to the show. That's what he's trying
to
say.
Come out to the show in November. We got it in November. So,
come out to the show. Botanical Garden.
Man, Kevin, I appreciate that. I'm appreciating that already. So
we
thank
out.
You for putting
we
it out.
Out
there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. You heard it from two people, Miles. It's going down. And everybody that's on this station, if you want to partake in that event, just let Mr. Porter know, the sheriff, let Motley know, or Brother Carl. And also LSD, his information will be out hopefully by next week. Thank you all for listening to us tonight. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. We not stopping. We not stopping. Goodbye, people.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate that phone call. People are making my night, so I'm going to go back in time just a little bit and at least play. I might as well play this. This is the solo track that came off of CCR Volume 2. I Ain't Listen. I'll be right
back. Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey? We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hate and all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap to rap and R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Coming through the winter,
yeah. We talk against each other, close set up.
Hold the shackles in the chain, never let up.
Through all our mistakes, we still
get up.
You can show me amazing things, but can you show me
trust?
If life was really good, you wouldn't be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets, why you lying to
us?
I recall episodes,
you remember the rules.
I never thought my lifetime, I'd see it
true.
Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news.
Just
a logo, a brand that be on your
shoes.
But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving
you.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the condition, big business. Now today, I ain't listen. My ancestors just told me it's a journey. Now today,
if I can go to Africa and show
on my own. Talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our codes out. They gave you Jesus and took it all
over.
The pyramids in Egypt, a newer order.
If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us.
Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. The children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. And y'all don't understand, if the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africans come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left at home.
What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read the shame, thinking better than. As Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This to my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Not today. Yo, they can never hurt me.
My ancestors.
And letting people know what's going on, I will, like I say, have a pen, paper, pencil, device, tablet, you know, smartphone. I think what we need to do is at least give you all some information, because if I don't give you that information, you all will probably get on my case and say that I didn't give you information. First of all, I want to thank everybody who tuned into the program just for the simple fact it's not something that you just had to do. And so by you all doing that, I appreciate it very much. My thing is, when it comes down to it, certain things happen, and I have to at least say I thank all those who tune in and listen, just for the simple fact the Creator allowed this show to be. That's it. The Creator allowed this show to be, so you all make this program, giving people time enough to make sure they can take down the information, because the legendary rap group Bone Thugs and Harmony are set to headline the Battle of the Land, a new competition series run by Bedrock, the real estate company which runs Tower City Center. This show in the series is set for 6 p.m. on October the 28th, featuring headliner Bone Thugs and Harmony performing at the Skylight Concourse at Tower City. An opening act will be chosen through a talent competition that takes place next month, I mean in September. So, if people think they have what it takes, The main thing is the entry to all Battle of the Land events, including the Bone Thugs concert, will be free on a first-come, first-served basis. Face masks will be required during events. The Battle of the Land competition is open to all Cleveland musicians and bands who are 18 years and older. If you are submitting videos, you submit them to battleofthelandcom until 11:59 p.m. on September 5th. So if you're wondering, why did he tell us this now? It's because next Monday, it'll be too late. So you put it all together. It's battleoftheland.com. That's Battle of the Land. Once again, battleoftheland.com. You can submit your videos. They didn't say how many to submit, so I guess if you think you have a couple of key videos, you might want to submit those. I'm not going to tell you what to submit, just that you can submit. At the same time, before I leave out of here, I would just like to say that I'm learning a lot about life. I am. Sometimes I say things that might get me into a lot of trouble. I am not Dr. Phil, nor am I Dr. Feelgood. I might say something that just might get me into trouble. There's a post I'm going to at least I put out now. I'll do a follow-up post at some point tomorrow. One post that I put out this evening said that women want men who are civic-minded community leaders until they get them and realize how busy they actually are. Carry on. Now, I know there'll be a lot of people mad. I expect that. Maybe a lot of women. That's okay. On the flip side, the post that I'll probably put out is something that I learned. And what I also learned is, and my follow-up post will be tomorrow morning, just because men want self-sufficient women who take care of business until they actually get one who has to maintain to take care of their business. Sometimes then, instead of men saying, hey, I'm happy because I have a woman who has their own home, car, this, that, and other, sometimes then we'll end up turning the tables, getting, I guess you would say, upset or jealous. Or, she ain't got no time for me. What about me? Like I say, I can say it because I don't think too many men are going to run up and clobber me over that statement. But it's the truth. Sometimes we don't appreciate the fact that you might have a real solid woman. But you have to appreciate the fact that she might not be there for you all the time, because if she has a business or she's working or has a high-powered job or is doing certain things or even has family or what have you, and she's maintaining herself, she's not going to be able to sit there and hold your hand, dude. It's not going to happen. Just like if a woman chooses a person and that person is busy a lot of times, it might not be the best match in the world, because the man be civic minded or doing a few other things, time might not always be there. It's a reality that you just have to check into, and when you run into it, deal with it. Since he called in earlier to the program, I'm going to take it out on this particular track, East Side, for you. Let's do this for each other, for the creator. It's all right to look at that other person if you got somebody and say, I do it for you as well. Peace.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed. Just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up.
up. I'm just trying to laugh, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you, I did it all for you, I do it all for you, yo. My life is like soft glass, yo. A young and yeah heart, yo. High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at? Yo, had a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me. Yo, upon my dirt, upon my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phone. Yo, I did it all for yo. Yo, I do it all for yo. Yo, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all to yo. I did it all for yo. I do it all for yo. Yo. So this is what it comes to. Yo, turn your back, I turn my back too. Yo, it's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame. Yo, but from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. And who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you.